RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Tomb Raider, now playing in area theaters.
Some movie rules. If you see a gun early on, it will fire at some point. If the male and female leads hate each other in the beginning, there is a good chance they will fall in love. Finally, if there is an evil witch queen who must not be disturbed, she will be disturbed. The Tomb Raider reboot of the early 2000s initial attempt at translating the video game franchise into film is a bold choice. Is there still an audience out there devoted to the memory of playing these games, salivating for another go-around? The first two films made money, while they amazed us with how truly awful they could be. Alicia Vikander's version of Lara Croft and director Roar Uthog's attempt to turn her into a real human being, capable of empathy and connection, almost succeeds. Representing everything Angelina Jolie's version was not is a great starting point. However, the by-the-numbers adventure and rote storyline fail what Uthog and Vikander attempted to do. Vikander and Jolie's Lara Crofts are opposites. Vikander's Lara is poor, lives a bare-bones lifestyle as a bike courier in East London, and lacks grace. Jolie's was filthy rich, achieved the most complicated parkour trips with ease, and spent her downtime fighting killer robots in her country palace. Vikander kickboxes at the local sweatbox of a gym and street races bikes to earn some petty cash. Needless to say, we can relate to Vikander. Jolie cruised around the world in furs, with first-rate logistics and a smirk on her face. She never chipped a nail. Vikander gets beat half to death, shrieks in pain, and gets stabbed. This is a real girl with dirt under her fingernails, not some model with a manicure. In 2001, it was the Illuminati trying to live forever because all of the planets in the solar system were queuing up in a straight line. Now the evil Trinity wants to find Japan's ancient evil queen and steal whatever power might be lurking in her booby-trapped tomb. The new Tomb Raider is also an origin story. With its fingers crossed, it reaches some magical financial achievement to spur a sequel. We learn Lara is a jaded early 20s free spirit because her dad, Richard, played by Dominic West, disappeared 7 years ago. The world considers Richard dead, but Lara is sure there must be more to it. She is haunted by not knowing, and as she pulls the threads surrounding his vanishing, she kicks off her journey to Hong Kong and the middle of nowhere Pacific Ocean. Let's put Hong Kong in quotes, because Uthog made a great choice to shoot for authenticity. What looks like a Hong Kong harbor, stuffed full of boats and fishermen, is actually an enormous water tank in Cape Town, South Africa, full of junks, walking piers, and floating restaurants. The ruse works. 16 years ago, Simon West really shot all the way out in Cambodia, but the feat added nothing to the package. Uthog filmed on soundstages in and around Cape Town and London, and his product is light years ahead of West's attempt. What could have been a green screen nightmare is saved because the boat in the centerpiece shipwreck scene is real and on a gimbal being tossed around. That really is Vikander with her hands tied, zooming down rapids, because Uthog threw her in a whitewater rafting course. Even the bad guy, Matthias Vogel, played by Walton Goggins, is not some mustache-twirling supervillain. He is complicated and has a goal: find the tomb so he can go home. Granted, Vogel is a psychopath, but the screenplay by Geneva Robertson Dworit and Alistair Siddons shades him in with some depth and even a hint of understanding. Tomb Raider is Uthog's first English-language film, and he is mostly known in America for his 2015 film The Wave, where a tsunami takes out half of Norway. The man knows his way around scenes involving rushing water. However, given that he is Norwegian and his lead actress is one of the world's most famous Swedes, the jump to English isn't that far. Lara Croft is also a worthwhile role model for girls and boys in 2018. When she falls, she gets bruised, but she picks herself up and fights the good fight. Another plus I'm sure the writers and Uthog did not plan, but helps them out, is Lara is not fighting with her trademark pistols. Her bow and arrow is a welcome break from more recent overbearing firearm films. That is why I give Tomb Raider 2 out of 4 stars.
Tomb Raider is rated PG-13, now playing at Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20, and Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill.
Radio St. Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.